What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest.
Yeah, that song always makes me smile. You know what else makes me smile, Newell?
What's that, Michael?
David B. Payton, executive director of Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses Program.
Well, David, welcome to the show with that intro. I don't know that you can top that. If you can make Michael Heck happy, right?
First of all, Sheriff, thank you for having me this morning. And Mike is a hard act to follow. one of the reasons why we're doing so well in this region is because of Mike and his voice. So thank you for having me here this morning. Thank you very much.
So David, let's talk about 10,000 small businesses. I've heard, about this program. What is it and who is it designed to help?
Absolutely. So first of all, Michael, thank you for both your leadership and your partnership with GNO Inc. We've been partners with Mike, GNO Inc., and the ecosystem partners for probably roughly about 15 years.
But yeah, a long time now.
The Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program is a platinum-level 16-week small business growth accelerator. And CEO Leadership Program, it's funded by Goldman Sachs Foundation, and it's designed to teach small business owners how to grow their revenue and scale their businesses, and then take it to the next level. So it's a national program. We have 23 sites around the United States, and we're lucky to have the South Central Region right here in New Orleans at Delgado Community College. And for 15 years, we've been helping small business owners here since 2011, and it really is a gift of growth. The kind of the impact of it is, bottom line is, since 2011, June 2nd, 2011, our first graduation class, we actually now have 1,150 small business owners that have graduated the program. That's small businesses between Lake Charles and Mobile, Alabama, from Vicksburg, Mississippi, down to Venice. And together, they represent a total revenue of about $1.7 billion and total employees of over 18,000.
So what kind of describe the program to us? What would we see there if we were to attend? I mean, it's a 16-week program, and I think it's free, right?
It's
correct?
Totally free. So, yeah.
That's incredible.
Best-in-class curriculum developed by Babson College, which is the number one entrepreneur in the college in the world for their MBA. And it's a 16-week experience broken down into nine modules and five clinics, and it's taught by industry professionals. They're all Babson trained in the curriculum. The business owner comes to our program once they apply and they're accepted. They come in roughly about one full day a week. The first week, it's actually 2 days. The last week, it's 2 days. But they come roughly about one day a week. And most business owners are caught up in the grind of their own hamster wheels. They're not in a position to go to school or hire a consultant, and not even in a position to develop their own strategic plans for growth. This is a leadership decision that the business owner makes. It allows them to get off their own hamster wheel and strategically work on their business rather than just serving more customers or working on somebody else's business. From day one, we start helping them to unshackle themselves from founder syndrome and imposter syndrome. So while they're in the program, we're helping them over the 16 weeks to build a very strategic and customized growth plan for their business with five-year financial projections to help them track their growth and sustain their growth. All of the support that they need is here within the program. 96% of the folks who get into the program graduate our program, and we have all the support that they need. They're assigned business advisors when they come into the program. We are to help them develop their business plans, the growth plans. And we also have technical assistance partners that we actually bring in that they may need, and capital partners, actually, that they may need to support their growth as well.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I can get into the curriculum just to kind of tell you more, Sheriff, if you like.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, my experience is that when you have folks, as you pointed out, stuck on the hamster wheel, but more importantly, they only have that organically grown experience within their own experience set of their own company, and they're not really exposed to a lot of other things, right? And because they just simply don't have the time. And it just seems to me, as you just briefly described this, it's like, man, who wouldn't want to go to this? I mean, it's just,
you're right. I mean, it's a free program. Most folks, most small business owners can't see themselves off their own hamster wheel. And it's a free program. Can you afford not to at this particular point?
Yeah.
Nobody really thinks they actually have that time. So it's one of those deals where a lot of times we'll advertise, they'll see it the first time. They may be seeing it for 2 years before they actually apply. But once they get into the program, they're going to see value. 67% of the folks that come through our program, they see revenue growth within 6 months of graduating. Over 40% actually have to hire to keep up with the revenue growth. That's after 6 months.
And people, you know, a lot of folks don't realize, and Michael, you can opine on this as well, those are huge numbers, right? I mean, it's tough out there.
Those are real numbers, Newell. And I think that just two comments on this is that although the program sounds great, the harsh reality is that most of these business support programs that are out there just don't get the job done. Goldman Sachs 10K is different in that the consistent feedback I get from people who have gone through it is I went from my business running me to me managing my business. And so David and them got a secret sauce, and it makes it really differentiated and special.
So
I would definitely.
Is there anything unique about, I mean, obviously you said y'all have sites all around the country. And I don't know what their success rate is, but what is kind of the typical business owner that you're looking for, if there is one? And why do you think you've been able to achieve those kind of incredible numbers here?
So we're looking for small business. We have kind of two categories of business owners in the class. 25% of our class are made up of small business owners with $75,000 and two or more employees, including themselves. The other 75% of the class are made up with small business owners that have four or more employees and over $150,000 up to, let's just say, about $82 million in gross revenue. So these folks come into that already having the business moving forward. They're not early startups. So they actually have kind of the revenue model together already. They just get to a point to where, as you know, you can't pedal any further without additional gears. And that's what this program does, teaches them models to actually help them build and scale their business internally so that they can actually grow as well.
Yeah, because I say to folks a lot, and I think, Michael, you've said this too, you know, in business, things don't just happen. You got to make it happen, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of folks are stuck in or are at a plateau where they don't know how to make it happen for that next level. Is that something that you see a lot in your class?
Absolutely. I mean, look, we have some folks that kind of, they know where they want to go. They just can't take the time out to plan it to get there. There's some folks that just don't know. But when they look at their numbers and their growth, they just can't believe how they've been just, you know, accelerating and moving forward all of these years. And then we have those folks, like I said, they want to grow. They just don't know which direction to take it. And once they come through this program and we work with them to select the growth, a very feasible growth opportunity in the industry and with proper timing, we help them build this growth plan. And when they leave this program, they know they have the next steps to grow. And they can look at it 5 years ahead. They're now managing their business by the numbers. They understand how to make leadership decisions based on their financials. They know about their leadership styles, their strengths and weaknesses. They know how to negotiate. They know how to pitch their business and, you know, sell the value of their business to access capital. They're very well-rounded CEOs. So we figured out that if we give them the right education, along with the skill set, help them get into the CEO mindset, and then give them a great plan moving forward and the business models that they need, it equals success all around. Just to kind of give you really some kind of a really quick statistic, actually, I'll just say notables, right? 2023 Small Business Person of the Year for the state of Louisiana through SBA was one of our graduates from our program. 2024 Small Business Person of the Year for the state of Louisiana was one of our graduates from our program. And, of course, you know, the U.S. president gives one award to the U.S. To the one U.S. business for the United States of America. They actually came through our program here at Delgado Community College for 2024 as well.
So, David, you know, fear, right, can be a motivator in a positive way and in a negative way, right? And I wonder, tell us about the sense of, you know, the fear. And it, but if you do, if you have the right amount of information, right type of information at the right time, it mitigates fear, right? And it mitigates risk.
That's right. So these business owners come in and we give them a kind of a toolkit, a tool chest full of models to move forward to break down those fears. The very first 2 days of the program, we do face-to-face days. This is a face-to-face program. Business owners are going to be from 8 in the morning to 5:30 in the afternoon. Day one, we're trying to break down founder syndrome. And for some of them, you know, they're trying to figure out, do I really belong here? There's an imposter syndrome there, right? We're showing them the value of what they do, their value in the economic landscape, and for some of them in the universe, right, in the world. Fear is real, no doubt about it. It's part of what shackles them to the pole. It's part of sometimes what keeps them from growing. What we try to do is unlock that potential by both giving, again, them that education and the skill set and the mindset. And when we turn them loose after they've worked on that business opportunity, that growth plan for the next 16 weeks, it's produced phenomenal results.
So tell us about the application process. If there are people out here in the listening audience that have an interest, what do they do and how do they go about associating themselves with this program?
Absolutely. So first of all, to be eligible for the program, you have to have a minimum of $75,000 in gross revenue, two or more employees, and then you can include yourself as well. And been in business for 2 years. We have a two-step application process. And let me mention this as well before I get into that. We do three cohorts a year. We start one in January, we start another in May, and then another in September. And we're taking applications year-round for this program. It's a two-step process. The first part of the application, all you're doing is it's kind of like a screening part, right? Getting to know you, finding out, and making sure that you actually have the qualifications for the program. If you don't, we're going to make sure we match you up with some of our technical assistance partners, so that you can come back to us. The part two are for those who are actually qualified, and that is the invitation to actually interview at that particular point. That is a more detailed application. That, in addition to part one being 50 questions, this is about 50 questions as well, but there's some supplemental documents that you'll actually have to turn in before a specific timeline so that you can get scheduled for an interview for the program. Again, we're taking applications year-round, and the best place to find out, to find our application, you can either go to the Delgado Community College website and put in Goldman Sachs, and it'll bring you right there to the application information and more about our program here locally. Or you can go to the one link that everybody around the United States, including us, we go to have our small business owners apply to, and it's 10ksbapply.com. 10ksbapply.com.
10KSB?
Apply.com.
Apply.com. Okay.
And right now, we're accepting applications for our summer cohort. We're that far in advance We just graduated a class of 38 in December. We're starting with another class of 38 next week on the 21st. And we're taking applications to January 30th for that summer cohort, which is going to start on May 6th through August the 5th.
Very interesting. I would have loved to have gone through this program at one point in time in my career. I mean, these things are few and far between. I mean, it just sounds incredible. And David Payton, Executive Director of Goldman Sachs, 10,000 small businesses. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing this information with us today. And best of luck.
Thank you, Newell. Thank you, Michael. And to the small business owners, we hope that you accept the gift of growth. We want to help you grow your business. Thank you very much.
All righty, folks. We'll be right back with Michael Heck's final thoughts. Stay with us.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.